Many towns and cities have restored their old rail depots. That's the case in Duluth, Minnesota, and the building is quite impressive in its own right. Step inside and head down to the tracks, and you'll find something world-class. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In downtown Duluth, you'll find a place with quite a history.
The building is on the National Register of Historic Places, Andrew. It was built in 1892 by the Northern Pacific Railway and built at then an astronomical price of $650,000. Today, it's irreplaceable.
Ken Bueller is speaking of the town's beautiful depot. One of the sites housed here today is the Lake Superior Railroad Museum.
The building was saved by a community effort in the middle 1970s. The railroad was getting out of the passenger business, Amtrak was being formed, and they were looking for an arts, culture, and history destination.
Ken says it was one of the museum's founders that helped them acquire some amazing locomotives, passenger and rail cars, and other unique pieces.
Don Shank was vice president general manager of the Duluth-Mesabian Iron Range Railway, which was the local railroad owned by U.S. Steel. And his idea of collecting was to call all his buddies in the railroad business and say, find the oldest thing on property, fix it, paint it, and send it to me.
Ken says this museum is unique from most others because what you see here ran in this area of the country, so you get a real sense of what the railroads were like.
The oldest piece in the collection is the William Crooks. It is an American-style 0440 steam locomotive. It was brought up the Mississippi River on a barge. It was the first steam locomotive in Minnesota. There wasn't a railroad here. There weren't tracks here. They were going to build from scratch, and they brought it up the Mississippi River in 1861.
This is an outstanding museum, ranked as the top such rail museum in the country by many. And the story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.